Welcome to CNN Vantage Point. I'm Jay Over, investment strategist with CNN Wealth Management, and in today's podcast will provide a market review for the month of August 2025 and our current outlook. Financial markets finished summer on a quiet but positive note. While the S&P 500 index experienced its first five-day losing streak of 2025, driven largely by a rotation away from technology stocks, Fed Chair Jay Powell's Jackson Hole speech sharply boosted equity returns as he signaled a cut to the Fed funds rate is likely forthcoming next month, given a weakening employment outlook. The S&P 500 index finished August with a 2% return. The popular U.S. stock market barometer has now registered four consecutive months of gains, and its year-to-date return stands near 11%. Powell's remarks provided strong support to interest rate-sensitive small company stocks. The small company-based Russell 2000 index posted a 7% monthly return. Outside of the U.S., international equities benefited from a decline in the dollar. Expected monetary policy easing, coupled with cooling employment data, pushed bond yields lower. Yield declines were more pronounced for bonds with shorter maturities, and the Treasury yield curve continued to steepen. The 10-year Treasury yield finished August near 4.2%, and the 2-year Treasury yield fell below 3.6%. The economic backdrop produced mixed results for commodities. Oil prices declined. Gold prices reached fresh all-time highs at the end of August. Bitcoin reached an all-time price high on August 14th, but subsequently retreated and closed the month with a modest loss. Inflationary pressures still warrant monitoring as consumer prices, measured by the Fed's preferred PCE deflator, rose to their highest levels since February of this year. Similarly, the Wholesale Producer Price Index experienced its largest monthly increase since June 2022. We believe the Fed will meet expectations and deliver a 0.25% rate cut at its September meeting, but emphasize the timing and size of additional rate cuts will hinge on balancing future labor and inflation data. Rising unemployment alongside rising prices would result in a challenging scenario for the Fed and create a risk case scenario for financial markets. Questions surrounding tariff legality and Fed independence may also create near-term financial market volatility. September is a historically weak month for equities. Strong year-to-date returns and rich valuations make equities vulnerable for a pullback. However, we expect any drawdown to be modest as equity market tailwinds remain. Second quarter earnings are concluding, and S&P 500 earnings are set to post their third consecutive quarter of double-digit earnings growth. Additionally, share buybacks are supporting returns as American companies have bought more than $1 trillion of stock this year. We see supportive trends for investors remaining in place, but we expect more muted returns in the coming months. With this expected backdrop, we maintain our neutral asset allocation positioning within portfolios. We'd like to remind our listeners that market conditions can change quickly. As circumstances and facts change, CNN's market views and portfolio positioning may change accordingly. If you would like more information about our current positioning and market thoughts, please contact any of our wealth management advisors. And if you like this podcast, we'd be grateful if you would share it with your friends. On behalf of the entire CNN Wealth Management team, we thank you for listening.
Please note, views are subject to change based on market conditions and other factors. These views should not be construed as recommendation for any specific security or sector. Client portfolios may or may not be at the positionings discussed due to, but not limited to, distributions, tax management limitations, systematic purchases, etc. Some products are not FDIC insured or guaranteed, not a deposit or other obligation of the bank, not guaranteed by the bank, and are subject to investment risk, including the possible loss of principal amount invested, and are not insured by any other federal government agency.